With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. California health officials say the state has reached a groundbreaking deal to get a 40% discount on naloxone. That's the drug often called by its brand name Narcan that can reverse an opioid overdose. Elizabeth Landsberg heads the State Department of Healthcare Access Information. She says this deal allows California to stretch its opioid settlement money much further.
By getting this lower price, we are making the financial savings and able to use our dollars to buy more product, which of course is ultimately very much about saving lives.
The discount will allow the state to purchase a little more than 3 million packs instead of 2 million. Officials say the nasal spray will continue to be distributed through organizations and schools for free, and will now also extend to businesses at a discount price of $24 per pack. The FDA approved Narcan to be sold over-the-counter last year. The two-dose packs can be found at Target and other stores for $44. Oakland Athletics fans have been protesting the relocation effort to move the team to Las Vegas. On Saturday, those protests found their way to the Sacramento RiverCats game. CAP Radio's Chris Feltz was there.
As I pulled up to the graveled parking lot of Sutter Health Park, I saw a large flagpole sticking up. One flag was green with a word on it, sell. The other was a yellow flag with the letters LDB, which stands for Last Dive Bar. It's an apparel site and fan group that's been urging A's ownership to sell the team to someone who would keep them in Oakland. Brian Johansson is one of three co-founders and brought the protest to West Sacramento.
Now we're just coming here, gonna enjoy the beautiful West Sacramento weather. We're gonna be waving our sell flags high. There's gonna be a sea of green out there, and then, you know, we'll get some chants going and stuff like that.
The RiverCats are the minor league team of the San Francisco Giants, but of the 25 years they've been in Sacramento, 14 of them were spent as the Oakland Athletics affiliate, a connection that now runs deeper as the A's will now be spending the next 3 years sharing Sutter Health Park as they try to move to Las Vegas. A's owner John Fisher made the announcement last month.
We're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark.
Johansson, however, is not.
Well, I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy that communities and individuals and people will accept a billionaire just saying, well, I can't pay for my stadium in Oakland, so I'm just going to cut out and go anywhere where I can get a free handout.
Johansson's protest has made its way to Sacramento, but points out it's not about the city or the fans.
It's about us getting our team ripped away from us by the worst owner in sports. And the national narrative, everything's been changed about who John Fisher is and how he deals and handles, right, his ownership of this team. And it's not right.
The move to Las Vegas is still not a done deal. So for now, Johansson and A's fans will continue to fight for their team by chanting a now familiar chant, as they did in the fifth inning on Saturday. Chris Feltz, CAP Radio News.
More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.